Hey friends, it's Lindsay, and before we roll out this episode of Upside Down Podcast, we want to share a tiny bit about Jelly Telly. Because of them, we've been able to record, edit, and produce Upside Down Podcast.
Though we're not a parenting podcast, all of our co-hosts are moms. There are actually 21 kids between us.
That's crazy. That's so many.
I know. No wonder we're tired. I know. We've tested Jelly Telly, and we feel pretty confident about sharing it with you.
Jelly Telly app, or with streaming it on your computer, you can watch faith-based shows like VeggieTales, What's in the Bible, Friends and Heroes, all in one place. My kids have loved this. It's this little show. It's animated. It's new. It's so cute. It's called Allegory. And you know how some kids' shows can be a little bit much as parents? It's like, turn it off. This one is legitimately really good. There's scripture-based lessons, and my kids really love it. And I know I've mentioned this before, but my personal favorite are the Jesus Storybook Bible videos. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have listened to it, but it's that same story format, and they're narrated by, like, the most perfect British accent.
It's David Suchet.
Nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's so soothing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm being ministered to.
It's
so
great.
Anyway, I've been wanting a way to stream those for a while, and I love that now I just have it on my phone and I can pull it up with me wherever we are. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to worry about, you know, if we're at the store and I need to entertain my kids for 2 minutes, I'm not pulling up annoying YouTube mm-hmm. videos. I'm pulling up good content that mm-hmm. I feel good about.
Yeah, my girls are 7, 5, and 3, and they love watching this show. Olivia found it. It's called Come On Over. And it's one of those that I'm like, this is a little goofy, but I get why you like it. It's super fun. And then we're also pretty into, I actually really personally love the What's in the Bible series. I mm-hmm. love the way it goes really deep for kids. And mm-hmm. I think when they first tried it, they were a little young, but now mm-hmm. it's one that they get and they follow, and it's hilarious. Like the little puppet characters are so funny.
Mm. I love that there's like jokes for parents
yes,
in that.
Totally.
You know, like they're not going
to keep you awake.
Some right. kids, things are just for parents. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. My boys really love Angel Wars. And initially, I think they just picked it because it had the word war in it. But it's actually really good, and they enjoy that. And then they all, but particularly my girls who are a little bit younger, really like a show called Holy Moly. Mm-hmm. And it's super cute. And at the beginning of every episode, they say, Holy Moly. And so that gets everybody's attention at the beginning.
Yeah. So I read a statistic that kids are consuming more media than ever, on average of 5 hours
oh my gosh.
A day, wow. which is crazy. So I feel like we really need to be intentional about what we're watching and when we're watching it. And I love that Jelly Telly also provides like family devotionals mm-hmm. and worship music, which opens up other ways to have conversations about faith with our kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So visit jellytelly.com to get unlimited streaming of more than 300 hours of kids' Christian videos and movies. And you can check out other resources on Jelly Telly Parents, which includes printables and movie reviews that are helpful. You can use the coupon code Upside Down, which is just for the Upside Down podcast listeners, to get a 10-page Green Book download and your first week of Jelly Telly free. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for supporting our podcast by supporting our sponsors. If you want to learn more about our sponsorship philosophy, or if you're a like-minded business interested in joining forces with us, learn more at upsidedownpodcast.com/sponsors. Now, enjoy this brand new episode of Upside Down Podcast.
You're listening to the Upside Down Podcast,
a place for unscripted conversations
on life and faith.
Join us as we discuss what it looks like
when Jesus turns our lives upside down.
Welcome to this episode of Upside Down. I'm Kayla Craig, and I'm the host for today. And you guys, we're super excited because we are in person. Yay. I said that like Oprah.
She sounded like the only excited one. Just like,
woo.
We really are happy to be here.
We are. Mostly. We are in North Carolina, which is, I think, the most southern I personally have ever been.
Really?
Florida. Yeah. Florida.
Does
Florida
count?
I've been told Florida does not count.
You should tell us.
Lindsay, you would know. You're from Florida.
Well, Miami's a lot different. Yeah. I think there are probably parts of, like, the panhandle maybe right. that feel southern.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. We are really excited for this topic. We've been hanging out all weekend. Everyone's like, when's Kayla going home?
No, you're so refreshed.
Yeah, like, it's been great.
You guys had major bags under your eyes, and now they're gone.
It's a miracle.
Sleep. I just brought a lot of makeup with me. Don't worry about that. So we are going to be talking about doing it all, or maybe more aptly is not doing it all. It's a topic that we have heard a lot from you guys in our Facebook group. It's Upside Down Tribe on Facebook. If you're not familiar with it, hop on. We'll add you to the group. We've heard a lot. You guys are busy.
Mm-hmm.
We're busy. You're busy. Everyone's busy. Everyone's trying to spin a lot of plates. So that's what we're going to dive into. But before we do, Christy, you have something to read from one of our fine listeners.
Yeah, so we've talked about reviews here and there, but sometimes it's fun to look and see where we've been tagged. So that's what we did this time.
On Instagram.
On Instagram. So my cake friend Holly says, I cannot stop talking about Upside Down Podcast. And by the way, we don't think you should.
don't stop.
Keep talking.
It has been rocking my world. And then she put the little, like, scream face emoji. And then she says, do you listen to podcasts? Their subtitle is Unscripted Conversations on Life and Faith. This will upend you. These mamas dive right into issues like privilege, radical hospitality, loneliness, safety, intentional neighboring, and what Jesus would actually say based on what he actually said. And then her, I like her hashtags. It says hashtag heart check, hashtag gut check.
Not hashtag blessed.
Definitely not, no.
Which, if you're a new listener, hashtag bless the episode that we did. So go check it out. Mm-hmm. Shameless plug.
It's a popular one.
It is, yeah. So, guys, what does it look like for you not to do it all? Because from the outside looking in, I could see you guys and say, they're doing it all. Mm-hmm. But from our conversations this weekend, you've been pretty clear that there's no way that anyone. Y'all are hot messes.
Well, this is Lindsay. I don't do the dishes. Uh-huh. I don't go grocery shopping, and I don't cook.
Uh-huh.
So I don't
Lindsay,
do those
what
things.
Do you eat?
I do eat.
So who does all this?
My wonderful husband does all those things. And for us, he really enjoys cooking. Yeah. So that's fun for him and is totally not fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing, like if you cook, grocery shopping doesn't have to, but, you know, those two things kind of go together. Mm-hmm. And so he can do it without five kids in tow, which I can't generally. And so, you know, there are a lot of things that I'm good at, and those are not those things. So I don't do them.
So I have a follow-up question.
Yeah.
You don't have to give super details, but, like, when, like, what are you guys eating every night? Are you eating, like, super fancy gourmet meals?
No.
Are you, like, I think that's one thing that I hear. Mm. Like, there's this expectation for, like, completely organic, like, completely clean, like, super, like, fancy meals. So is that what you're talking about?
No.
In a word, no.
He's a really great cook, but he is also a busy person,
right?
You know, and has a lot on his plate. So we don't eat super fancy. And I think in the future we might do a food episode where we can dive in a little bit deeper to food choices.
Right.
But yeah, it's not like we're not eating Whole30.
Right.
Yeah. And you guys have it's not just you and your husband. You have a lot of kids.
We have a lot of people to feed. So it's like has to be.
It's an important thing,
quick, but also like nourishing. Quantity.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And nourishing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't do that stuff.
I think speaking of cooking, this is Shannon, and my parents are both from Mississippi, speaking of being in the South. And my mom worked most of my life, but she also came from a culture where you had really big meals every night for dinner. And so my whole life we had like four or five things on the plate. And so I went into family life thinking that's what it had to be. And I've kind of come to realize, hey, making like bean and cheese and avocado quesadillas is just as good as everybody getting their food groups. You know, so I kind of like had to realize what it looks like for me is different than what it looked like for my mom. And like Lindsay, like my husband actually enjoys cooking more than me. So he doesn't do it entirely, but we split it up. But when I cook, I just have to, like, some nights it'll be a little bit bigger, but then, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. it's just not. And right. I'm kind of just now realizing how fine that is, and nobody's dying, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we're harder on ourselves. Like, mm-hmm. we put a lot of obligation as women on ourselves. Like, we have to do A, B, C, D, all the way to Z. Right. And we have to do it all well. Mm-hmm. And if we don't, things are going to fall apart. Mm-hmm. Do you guys feel that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a quote that talks about, I forget, we can look it up and put it in the show notes. There's a quote that talks about how, like, women who work, which work can look like a lot of different things, but are expected to parent like they don't work and work like they aren't a parent. Yeah. And so I think one of the things that comes along with being a woman is working through kind of breaking that down in your own life and figuring out, because it's actually what we're called to, is to, if we're doing both, is to be a woman who's following Jesus in our work and our parenting. So we can't act like we're not both.
Right.
Yeah, we can't segment it out.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this is Christy, and I would say, so I've been working and parenting, I guess, following in that line of thought, basically since my oldest daughter was 6 months old, so like 6 years now. And I think one thing that has helped me is realizing that when, like, the meal thing is huge, but also I do not spend a lot of time cleaning. Like, I happen to live in a house that's new construction, so it's not like there are 50 years of dirt in the corner, which is hugely beneficial to me. But I also know that I'm just not good at it. Like, I'm not a good housekeeper. And so when I started my job probably 6 months ago, I hired someone to help clean our house once a month. And that was just one of those, like, there were lots of voices in my head around that. Like, and I did kind of process it, but Duff and I talked about it, and it felt like this is a way to outsource something that I don't need to hang on to. Mm-hmm. So that is one little thing that has made a huge difference. And I really, in some months, it helps me maintain. Like, I'm like, oh, the toilet's clean, I should try to keep the toilet clean. But other months I'm like, oh, she's coming tomorrow and I haven't done a thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with both. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what does, we hear a lot of times, like, balance, this phrase balance. What is the deal with balance? Is that something we can achieve? Like, you unlock this level and it's like, ding, achieved. You hit it. Da, 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 da,
da. Keep answering. I'm just going to.
Please give us some Super Mario theme music.
I feel like most women I know, this is Shannon, especially who are moms, if they're trying to do any kind of work outside of strictly mothering, I hear them say, I don't feel like I'm doing either thing well. I don't feel like I'm doing my job as well as I could, and I don't feel like I'm the parent that I wish I was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's kind of always this tension. Do you guys feel that?
Yeah. I think I do. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. And I think, I don't know, I've kind of come to the conclusion for myself that balance is this unicorn that mm-hmm. doesn't actually yeah. exist in the real world. And right. so there are days when all I do is spend time with my kids, and that's really wonderful and gratifying, and I love it, but nothing else gets done on my
right.
list. Yeah. And then there are days where I could, if I didn't have the kid responsibilities, just work, and that would be really great and gratifying. Mm-hmm. But the reality of those things seamlessly mm-hmm. coming together in terms of time division or, like, even headspace, like, it just doesn't happen.
Right, right.
To where I feel like, oh, this day was perfectly yeah. balanced.
Right. Yeah.
Like, those days, for me anyway, they don't exist.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this a lot, but every time you say yes to something, you're saying no mm-hmm. to something else.
Right.
And that reminds me, so right now it's just four of us. Mm-hmm. Lori, our awesome co-host, is not here because they're going through some family stuff, and she had to leave because that is what mm-hmm. was best, and that's what she needed to say yes to.
Right.
So how can we as a community of believers encourage people in that mm-hmm. tension?
I think sometimes, I mean, one thing, I think we were talking about this earlier, Kayla, is that when you kind of know where you are on someone's, like friendship map. Like if you're inner circle, then you have basically automatic right to speak into that. So like if you see your friend overworking, like all of this kind of stuff, you can speak into it. If you're someone who's a little bit farther out, you kind of have to take that into consideration and decide. Right. But I think one thing that we have to, I mean, we just have to make sure that we're not questioning someone else's decision. So like, I don't know, there may be some people who are listening who are like, I can't believe that Christy has someone help clean her house, and that has to stop.
Right.
Because it's me in my house, but because...
We need to stop judging each other.
Right. And like, I think Lindsay has said this on a couple episodes, we have to, you know, there's a point where we have to just trust that the Holy Spirit is working in someone's life and family, and that they're making the best decisions for their life and their family, in their yeses and their noes. And I guess it comes down to a boundaries conversation, too.
Right.
Like, how do you decide where your boundaries... Like, is it hard once you have a boundary in your head for you to stick with it?
I think for me it is, because I don't like to say no. Because I'm like, oh, I can do that.
Right?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I should do that. And that's what's hard. And for me, I have a hard time making myself vulnerable enough for other people to see. Like, this is... Kayla... So someone in my inner circle might not see that they need to step in and say, slow down, or you don't have to do that. Telling, like, if I heard someone say, Kayla, you don't have to do that, they're giving me permission almost. And sometimes I think we work ourselves to the bone waiting for someone to step in and say, like, God loves you just the way you are. Like, you don't have to do this. Like, it's not our, for those of us who struggle with control, that can be a real challenge.
And I think that kind of leads to, why do we feel like we have to do it all?
Right.
Right.
Is that pressure?
Yeah.
Is it internal? Is it external? I think social media has a lot to do with it. But, like, where is the pressure coming from to do it all? Why do we feel that way?
That's a good point, Lindsay. I mean, and I know even when I was, like, a newlywed, so, you know, after college, social media was not a big thing at that time. I'm dating myself. But even then, like, within the church I was in, I saw these women who were a little bit down the road, who had, you know, a few small kids, and they were, like, you know, just, they were in some kind of ministry, or they were homeschooling their kids, or whatever, and so I kind of got this idea, even without social media, but just in within the church culture of, you know, from the outside looking into their life, thinking it was something that it probably wasn't
right.
in reality.
Right,
you know.
Oh, I was just going to say, because we have to remember, when we're looking at others, we only have, we each have a certain human capacity. So they're saying no to things too, but we might not see it.
But I think what you just said, Shannon, is a good reminder. I mean, I'm not a newlywed anymore. So I think that for me, I feel a responsibility to not come off as perfect. Like, I was telling you guys at dinner, like, one of my kids wore two different shoes to church a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, you know what? I have bigger fish to fry than whether or not the shoes match. And I'm going to let that go, and I'm okay with it. But so I do think for... And there are people ahead of me who I hope will model, you know, certain things for me as well. But I think if you can live... Like, let your guard down enough to show... the real, like, the reality of what it's actually like to live a busy life with kids and family and responsibilities, it's helpful for people who are watching, because people are watching. I mean, we, social media aside, like you said, just relationally, there are people who see how we're living our lives, and we can be an encouragement as opposed to a hindrance.
So you're saying it was a good call that my son wore his swimsuit to church the other day?
That's amazing. Please tell me it had a character on it.
Batman, of course.
Piper wore pink princess, like Disney princess, scuffed up cowboy boots to church the other day, which is like, that was my line in the sand with the other two. And with her, I was like,
My oldest would never have gotten away with a swimsuit to church.
So I think some of this, if we're honest, has to do with being, like, probably being in an American culture that glorifies busy.
Yes.
And, you know, as Christians, one of the things that we kind of think through is, like, what does it look like to be countercultural when the gospel, because when the gospel comes in, it does flip things upside down. So how do you, in your life, like turn the idea of glorifying busy upside down? And basically, I guess what I'm asking is, what's your relationship with rest look like?
That's a really good question. Yeah. Well, I think we also need to note that rest is a pivotal thing to our faith. Right. Like, as Christians, this idea of the Sabbath, mm-hmm. a day of rest, like, even the creation mm-hmm. story, we see God rested. Right. So that is the supreme model. Yes. And yet we're fallible beings, and we're like, it's okay, we can keep going. And so in our small town, Sabbath is this cultural idea of not mowing your lawn on mm-hmm. Sunday. Yeah.
Wow.
But that's not what Sabbath right. is. Sorry to shatter that glass. Any of you fine folks. Yeah. That's not what Sabbath is to you, Lindsay.
I don't mow the grass either, so.
Right. Do you have grass in Miami?
Not really.
Okay.
Gosh, that's an interesting question. I mean, my situation is a little bit different mm-hmm. because we're a part of an organization that requires rest.
Mm. They do a great job with that.
Which yeah. is, I mean, honestly, it's really helpful because I have someone asking me, did you take your solitude? So I'm required to take 4 hours a week to mm-hmm. be alone. But I will say, though, if someone had said to me 3 years ago, you have to fit this into your schedule, I would have been like, well, that's crazy. I don't know how that's going to happen. But I think there is something to be said for prioritizing mm-hmm. rest, even when, probably especially when, we think we can't.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point.
That's probably a red flag yeah. that you, if you think you can't prioritize rest, then you really, that mm-hmm. you have to.
Mm.
So I know not everyone has that kind of freedom or right. structure set up, but I will say it's huge, mm-hmm. Hugely beneficial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am going to be honest, and we do not have a good pattern of rest. I think it's okay. It's not where I would want it to be. So my husband works on Sundays, and so to me, being home with the kids alone for most of the day is not restful.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I personally, personally find it soothing.
But... so Saturdays, he's off Friday and Saturday, and so Saturdays are more like our family days, and that is more restful, but we're still not great at saying no to certain things, like to setting specific guidelines for right. ourselves. It's right. sort of like we just kind of try to do something fun as a family, or just lay low, mm-hmm. But I think we could do a lot better at saying, like, hey, we're not gonna... go out to eat those days, or we're not going to be on social media at all, or we're not going to watch any movies those days. You know, like, mm-hmm.
it's not just going to happen, right? It takes intentionality, yeah, for sure.
That reminds me, do you guys feel like there's a difference between self-care and soul care? Because self-care, you know, there can be a crossover, but I see, like, oh, treat yourself to a pedicure as, right. like, self-care, yeah. and soul care being, like, a check in your spirit, like, mm-hmm. I need to connect
mm-hmm.
on a spiritual level with my family, on a mm-hmm. spiritual level
yeah.
with the Lord. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, yeah. do you see that being a difference in your own lives? I think both yeah. are important.
I think that gets to that question of, like, how aware, even in this question, how aware are we of what our, how our culture is informing it? So, like, mm-hmm. if we... so, like, the word rest is all over the Bible. Like you said, in Genesis, like, God created and then he rested. And then in Exodus, we have the commandments. And the fourth commandment is keep the Sabbath and keep it holy. And then we see, like, in the Psalms and, like, all Proverbs and, like, Hebrews 4, I know, is one place where it talks about being welcomed into rest. And mm-hmm. so that has, I mean, a pedicure can be a way to, like, set these boundaries and sit in a chair and, like, let your mind
right.
kind of be focused. It, that right. can be that,
mm-hmm.
but it's sort of like, it can't be just that. And so I think, like, one question that maybe get to ask is, like, what do we need more? I guess it's maybe not that we have to choose between them, but do we need, like, do we need slow down time, or what's the difference in that and, like, resting in God?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess how do we figure out how to do both of those? It's kind kind of a long, complicated question. Feel free to discuss.
Discuss among you now. Right. Christy's getting up and going to the bathroom. No, I'm just
kidding. So here, let me simplify it. What does it look like? What's the difference between, like, hey, we're Americans who glorify busy and we need to rest versus I can rest in the Lord?
How do we rest in an upside down kind of way?
Right.
How do we set boundaries in an upside down?
Yeah, and like what kind of rest is God calling us into?
So the difference for me is you can find rest in the Lord in the midst of crazy.
Right.
Whereas if I'm just trying to get a break and my kids are going nuts, that's not going to happen. But you can like have an internal peace that comes from the Lord when externally everything is burning to the ground. So that is the difference to me.
I'm glad you said that. So as Christy, as you were talking, I just had this verse come back to me. So I looked it up on my phone because iPhone. It's so great. You just like type in a phrase. Sometimes I'm like, is this okay? Like, should I have like the Bible tabs and like?
You don't have it memorized?
I know.
It's okay. So weird.
So this is Matthew 11:28-30. And I'm going to actually read this in the Message paraphrase. Okay. Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Then that, I mean, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how have you seen that played out in your own life?
Lindsay, when you were talking, it reminded me of like when we were talking about joy in that episode and about how like joy isn't circumstantial. And I feel like that's a good reminder to me that rest isn't circumstantial, but that doesn't. So I guess what I'm saying is like that also doesn't negate the need for like your solitude time.
Right.
So like it's a multi-layered thing. But I think probably if you aren't resting in the Lord, it's going to be very difficult to, like, find overall rest. Like, if you're a Christian who isn't, like, working toward trusting the Lord and, like, knowing that he is a safe place and, like, knowing that you're in his hand and nothing can remove you from it, then some of the other stuff isn't going to be as helpful.
Yeah.
And you're not, yeah, it's not going to. You're not going to be a healthy, rested person. Does that make sense?
So what are some things that you guys have said no to lately in your own lives, in your own context? You're all busy women, busy in ministry, busy moms of kids that have different needs, different things in your community, caring about justice issues. Like, you guys have full plates. So what have you said no to? Because you can't say yes to everything.
Hi, this is Shannon again, and I have honestly said no to like having a clean house. No, I will not. Big ol' X. No, because we're not in the position to hire a housekeeper right now, and like I would feel fine about doing that if we were. But so it's just like it's not really in my skill set or in my care set.
You know? In your care set. I love that.
And my husband actually like cleans the bathrooms and stuff because he his standard is higher than mine.
Mine too.
So yeah. I'm like, good, you go for
it. What happens when you're both slobs?
Good luck.
Maybe your kids can do it.
I bet you will end up with knee freaks.
Joseph for sure.
So like the past 2 years I've been writing more online and like the past year in particular, and with this podcast starting, it's like, I can't do all of these things. And we had our third baby, and it's like the house is in a state that I never really anticipated my house being in most of the time.
Okay, this is Kayla. I've been to Shannon's house, just to be clear. So either you guys did like marathon cleaning.
Well, of course I did before you came over.
He didn't have to clean for us.
I mean, it's not like, it's not like hazardous conditions. But I mean, I think most people would be like, oh, I would probably have my house cleaner than this, you know. But I just, Right. That's one thing that I've said.
You've given yourself freedom for that.
And mm-hmm. so I can say yes to more creative things that give right. me more life.
Mm-hmm. So for me, this is Kayla, and I blogged for like 5 years. And then I had a baby, adopted a baby, had a baby, had 2 other kids, and it was like, yeah, I'm going to say no to my blog. Like, mm-hmm. for me, that was something that I knew that it was becoming something that wasn't life-giving for me. It was mm-hmm. becoming an obligation. It was becoming something I felt like I had to do. Mm-hmm. And so then there have been moments where I'm like, I miss writing. But I also know in this season, mm-hmm. I'm saying no to that so I can say yes to these babies that God has also brought into my life, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's hard. It's not always easy to right. say no. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's like, good riddance, I didn't want to do that anyway. And sometimes it's like, yeah. for this season, I'm going to say no to this.
Mm-hmm. I think some of our stuff, some of the stuff I've said no to, like I mentioned, I don't really clean my house much anymore. And then I think the area where I find myself having to, like, say no the most is with church stuff. So I want to do everything. I want to raise my hand for everything. Like, I enjoy.
And your husband is?
My husband's pastor. A pastor. So, like, yeah, it's hard for me to, like, stand firm with that. But I think when you know, my kids are getting a little bit older. I've kind of worked through some of these boundary issues and that kind of stuff. And it's becoming easier, I guess, in this season for me to say, I can't take that on. You need to contact this person or, you know, so anyway, that's been probably the area where I feel myself saying no, but I also feel tension because I want to be the one who like can say yes to everything and kind of, and just because of my personality, I like having my hands in everything.
Right.
So, like, I want to like, no.
Yeah.
But it's been good. Like, and I do, like, every time, I think probably you guys would say this too, every time I say yes to something good and I feel that tension, that is an opportunity for me to rest and trust
right.
In what God is doing in me and my family in this period of time.
So, Christy, something you always say, or I've heard you say it a lot, is the verdict is in.
Yeah.
And I feel like that applies to this.
It totally does.
Like, and so what do you mean when you say the verdict is in?
So the verdict is in means that Jesus has already declared, if you're in him, his righteousness covers you. And anytime you have the potential to stand under judgment, you can picture him standing in front of you and saying, absolutely not, she is mine. There is no judgment coming down on her. The verdict on her is in because I took it on myself and it's finished. So I think that is a really good phrase to kind of keep in our minds as we're working through this stuff. And then to think through, I think you mentioned like seasons, realizing that there are seasons. This doesn't have to do with the verdict being in, but just that like there are seasons where you're going to have to say no to things and they're going to come back around.
Right.
And, like, you know, my youngest is 3, so it's not like I have it. My youngest is 15, but I can already see that happening in my own life as a parent. And I know a lot of moms too, like when you have like a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, you feel like my world just collapsed in on me, but the world will be waiting. Like, you can say no and do what you need to do and know that it's gonna, like, you're gonna emerge and the world will still be there and you can pick stuff back up again. Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing to trust through that.
I was just going to say, it all goes back to trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can pick the toilet scrubber back up again.
No, you don't have to do that. But like what,
that's really good.
Yeah. And what you're doing now, like, will prepare you for the future. Like, you have a little bit of time to write now, but you'll have a lot of time to write, you know, or at least more time.
Right.
Right.
Right. In the future.
And, yeah. And I think that's good, having people around you to remind you of that, because we often forget.
Yeah.
And definitely. Especially when seasons get harder and harder, we need someone who's going to speak that truth into us and say, this is hard now, and you might need to say no to some things.
Right.
But this isn't the end of the story.
Yeah. And you aren't earning anything.
Right.
By doing it, because the verdict is in.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of women in particular are waiting for somebody to give them permission.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, they're just waiting for someone to say, hey, you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm. So what are we saying?
So if that's you.
Listen up, ladies.
We are giving you permission to not do it all, because you're human and you weren't meant to do it all either. Right. And I think Jesus modeled that so beautifully. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a number of times that he got away, he got away, mm-hmm. he got away, he left, he went yeah. to be alone, he went to be with mm-hmm. the Father. Mm-hmm. And I just think we forget
right.
that mm-hmm. he was fully man and fully God mm-hmm. and yet
yeah.
he got away and he rested. And so if he needed rest, how much more do we need rest mm-hmm. in our imperfection, you know?
Right. And he let people do things for him. Like, he had parents who raised him mm-hmm. and he had people who cooked for him. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, there are all kinds of examples of his humanity and the way that he, like, other people prepare. I mean, we don't have it recorded in scripture that he prepared every meal that he ever had.
Right.
And I think, like, it's safe to say that he didn't. So we can also be people who receive.
Right. Or that reminds me of the story of the storm. Like, he was on the boat. He was sleeping.
Right.
You know? Like, he was resting there yeah. on a boat full of people, you know?
And that's a good point that other people might look in and say, if they see this and they're not finding it for themselves, right. they might say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like yeah. Mary and Martha. I can never remember which one is which, but like God, Jesus definitely affirms that it's okay to, I mean, it's which one is it?
Mary.
That Mary sits. Yeah.
I always says, think of the book, having a Mary heart in a Martha world.
I would flip it in my mind. But like he says, you have chosen like the good yeah. portion. Yeah. And that's a good reminder to us too, that like mm-hmm. we aren't, I mean, especially as women, we're not, like, earning more points by, you know, cooking every meal and doing all the dishes and all right. that stuff. It's a great way to serve other people, so I'm not saying that we shouldn't be open to doing that, but yeah. that's not right. usually the issue.
Yeah. 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 But I think this is an important time to point out that not everyone has the privilege right. of saying no to certain things,
right.
and that
right.
could be you're a single mom or you have a lot of kids or special needs kids or your husband trap. I don't know. There's a lot of different scenarios that could mm-hmm.
Trap.
Yeah. Could yeah. trap you into really having to do a lot more than maybe one Absolutely. Person should.
And, or in different cultural period. Contexts.
Right.
You know, there's not.
Right. There's luxury. A different expectation. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where we as people rules. Of the cross need to be aware and we need to be knowing people. So, like, having relationships with people who don't look like us, who don't mm-hmm. think like us, who don't act like us, our neighbors, our, you know, just knowing people so when we see mm-hmm. that there's a need, mm-hmm. we can step in or we can bring someone else alongside.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really good argument for why mm-hmm. we should say no to things yeah, in our
right.
own lives.
Because right.
then you have the margin
mm-hmm. right,
to actually care for other people and
right.
you're not so inwardly focused of, my family's got this on the schedule and I'm going to do these things. And mm-hmm. you can actually be aware. You have to see people's needs before you can meet them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if your schedule's so full,
you never see them.
So mm-hmm. that's a really great argument for saying no to,
right.
some, to things. So that, like Krista, you mentioned, you mm-hmm. guys keep your schedule clear mm-hmm. intentionally so that you can meet your neighbors and
right.
find
right.
out what their needs are. And
right.
I think that's a great argument mm-hmm. for saying no to mm-hmm. things.
And when we look at the example of Jesus, we don't see a lot recorded about his stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't see a lot recorded about what he was worried about his image mm-hmm. being. And those are easy things to trickle in, and even in my own heart, and I don't mm-hmm. even realize it necessarily, but then I realize I want an image of people to see me as a strong woman mm-hmm. because I am a strong woman, right? But I don't want to be vulnerable. Right. I don't want people to pop over when my house is messy because I feel mm-hmm. like I haven't met that standard, whether they've put that on me or not. Mm-hmm. And it's looking back and seeing, why do I feel this way? And there's a lot of sociological reasons why maybe I feel this way, or cultural reasons why I feel this way. But it's something to be aware of. Like, are we putting this on ourselves? And are we putting this on other people? Which is something we talked about before. But, like, are we projecting onto others?
Yeah. Christy, I love what you said before, not on this episode, but just in personal conversation, of if it's biblical to rest, mm-hmm. then we are responsible for making a way for those who don't have the privilege
right.
that we do mm-hmm. to access rest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That goes back to what Lindsay was saying about how it does correlate to privilege, but I loved that point. I thought, wow, yeah, I want to be one who helps people uphold biblical standards, you know, that, right. that we're all called to. And, you know, obviously that there's room for what that looks like in our lives. But,
right.
yeah, I want to make a way for others.
And the relationship precedes that, right? Definitely. So you can't just hop in and say, oh, yeah, I'll do this without, like, knowing someone.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Got to lay the groundwork first.
Right.
For sure.
Do you guys have any examples of how that has happened? Either somebody has done that for you or that you've been able to step in and come alongside somebody else?
You mean providing somebody else with the opportunity
right.
to rest?
Right.
Or someone providing me with rest?
Mm-hmm.
When we were going through a really hard period with our oldest son a few years ago, and he wasn't in school or anything, so I wasn't really getting breaks. It was sort of just 24/7, and a lot of times it would be up during the night, and just a lot of, I was exhausted, and we had a friend who started taking, it was the summer, and he started picking up Alyosha to take him to the pool once a week, and so he had his bike trailer, and Alyosha would ride in the bike trailer, and they would go to the pool and swim for like an hour and a half, so the whole thing was probably 2 hours of just time to just rest, and it was so amazing. And this person was a dear friend to us, but like he didn't have any particular experience with kids. He didn't have like, I mean, all these bells and whistles. He had a bike and a bike trailer and like $1.50 to get my kids to the pool. You know, and so it was a huge blessing to me to look forward to that every week and know that I was going to get that.
Mm, that's so good. How something that seems so little
yeah.
can be so big.
I know. I'm sure he probably doesn't even think about it anymore.
Right.
And it still sticks with me.
Yeah.
Well, you also have a setup with a friend where you watch each other's kids,
yeah.
which I think is a really good...
Yeah, we swap days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's been a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm. So you swap days. So, like, you watch
her kiddo.
I take her toddler, and then she takes my 3-year-old and baby.
Right.
Yeah.
And that allows you time to...
Yeah, we have our own time to...
That's great.
Like, she went to the dentist last week.
Right.
Or, like, I go to yoga class and, you know, and do writing, too. But so it's kind of... I try to do it, like, half a day of relaxation or, not, you know, yoga, self-care kind of thing, soul care. For me, yoga is both of those things.
Right.
But, and then half the day to work. And
yeah.
so that's been a huge win for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. It doesn't have to look like this big grand thing. Like it's
yeah.
little things. And sometimes right. you have to think creatively about how to do it. So maybe it's, you know, like having a college student that, you know, pop over and do something or, you know, a lot of... We're all moms, mm-hmm. so right now we're kind of in that season of thinking about mothering,
mm-hmm.
but this goes to everyone. This mm-hmm. goes to
right.
single women, this goes to men, this goes to everyone.
Right.
We all
mm-hmm.
need rest. And I think sometimes, like I see some people who are like post-college, some of our post-college listeners are like my favorite
uh-huh.
people, so if you're listening. But sometimes I feel like... we see that like they got to do it all
mm-hmm.
because they're like, well, I'm not a mom right now
yeah.
or I'm not doing this or this, so this is my time to do everything else
right.
but we all need rest. We're all created in God's image and God rested, so we rest
right
mm-hmm.
I think kind of playing off of the idea of saying no to things, I think similarly if you need help getting rest, you have to be willing to speak up and ask
mm-hmm.
for it. Which, like you
yeah.
mentioned earlier,
it's Kayla, hard.
It's hard, and you
yeah.
don't want to be vulnerable. But I think for our family and difficult times that we've been through, one of the lessons I've learned is I'm going to accept people's help.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have to ask for it. And sometimes people notice because they're close enough, like you said,
right.
Christy, they're in the inner circle. But I think sometimes you have to be willing to speak up for yourself and say, like, hey, I'm actually drowning, and I just need somebody to do my laundry
mm-hmm.
or take my kids or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be willing to stand up for yourself,
mm-hmm.
speak up for yourself and stand up for yourself when you have to say no to,
yeah.
you know, both sides.
And if
I'm
we,
glad you said that.
Yeah. If we want to be people who can help someone else find rest, then we have, like, it's kind of like that oxygen mask thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
you have to have your mask on before
right.
you can really be actually helpful to someone else who needs that. So
it is really important to know yourself and figure out, like, what does it look like for you, both soul care and self-care and mm-hmm. all of that. Because I do think, like, even as we kind of prepped for this episode, we were, like, you know, really excited about, like, you know, talking about the fact that, like, we have the privilege of working through that stuff and we want to help other people be able to think through it and work through it. But we have to, we can't, that can't be something that you add on if you aren't already doing it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. I think there's this freedom of hearing, like, we eat frozen pizza, mm-hmm. we eat box macaroni. Yeah. Like, everyone you see, you think they have it together, they're saying no to something.
Right.
So stop comparing yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, that comparison trap, so easy to fall into. And I think that might be something we talk about in a future episode. But mm-hmm. just measuring yourself to who God says you are and not who you think somebody else says right. you are. Because a lot of times we have things in our head that aren't even, right. other people aren't even thinking that, but, you know, we think they're thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little meta.
Yeah. One little example, just to, I mean, this is kind of a superficial example, but, like, there was a period of time where I, like, committed to watching TV during nap time once a week. Mm-hmm. So it was like I knew that I would try to max out all of that time, and that was an important little margin for me. Like, it wasn't super spiritual, but it was like, okay, if I watch some silly TV show during nap time on Thursday, then I can love the people in my life better Thursday night and Friday and get into the weekend. So mm-hmm.
So that way you're not running around during nap time trying mm-hmm. to, you know, accomplish X, Y, and Z. You're actually resting.
For me, it was working during nap time, and I don't transition well. So it was like, well, I'm going to try to max out all of this work time, and then I'm going to be a jerk to the people that I am called to, like, the most. And so I had to figure out, how can I not be a jerk? And for me, sometimes that means watching TV instead of getting back on my computer.
Right. Yeah. That's a really good point. And so something we've talked about is, going forward, what are things we can do to give ourselves margin, give ourselves space? Mm-hmm. So something Lindsay mentioned off the air was, like, examining our days. Mm-hmm. Where do we see those things? So can you, like, expand on that, Lindsay?
Did I say that? I think it might have been me.
Oh, it might have been Shannon.
Well, I think just taking a look at how we're feeling, like, maybe doing a stopping and checking at, you know, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., mm-hmm. 5, and then before you go to bed. All right, okay, that might be, like, unrealistic. But even just before you go to bed at night, mm-hmm. be like, hey, am I feeling overextended? Am I feeling like my relationships are suffering, like Christy said, because I think we would all agree that that's the most important thing in our lives, or our relationships. So if those are not thriving, and if I'm feeling maxed out and overwhelmed and not healthy, what needs to change in my life? Right. You know, what needs to go? Right. Because obviously something does. Mm-hmm. And then, then taking action on that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And just this idea that we've talked about, but just if we're empty, we can't pour into somebody else. So I've been at this retreat. I packed like 10 books. Like, that's truly jealous. Not an exaggeration. So for this podcast, I'm like, we're going to record 100 episodes. I'm going to read 100 books. We're going to have all this free time. Like, even for this retreat, I'm like, I want to do all the things. Try to jam it all in.
And I'm going to be relaxed when I go home.
Yes, and I'm going to be super refreshed. but one of the books I was reading is a book by Anne Lamott, Traveling Mercies, which I had no idea what it was about when I brought it, but I was like, I'm traveling.
It's so good.
I'm traveling, so I'm going to bring it. But in one of her essays, in it, she talks about how she felt like if she was loving others, then God would be loving her. Mm-hmm. And I think all of this goes back to, like, loving others is good.
Right.
Like, we need to love others. That's, you know, love God, love others. Outpouring. Like, that's life. But God doesn't, like Christy says, like, the verdict isn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And God isn't saying, like, well, Kayla, at the end of the day, you didn't finish these on my checklist, so sorry. Right. Like, it's enough.
It's not Jesus plus how well you loved people. It's Jesus plus nothing.
Right.
Yeah. One thing I remember hearing, this is a really beautiful picture of rest to me. So I know of college students who don't do homework on Sundays. Like, they go to church, and then they don't do homework on Sunday. And what that means is that they have to do their homework on Saturday or whatever. Like, they have to plan. And no one ever challenged me to do that. I did never do that when I was in college. But there was a year, rest was my word of the year, I think, when Piper was little. And so I was trying to think through, like, I, as a mom, I don't have this, like, luxurious Sabbath where, like, we go to church and then I recline.
You go take your Sunday nap.
Yeah. It's like, no, I go to church and we all come home exhausted and I have to figure out what we're going to eat and all this stuff. Anyway, I decided that for a year I wasn't going to do dishes on Sunday. And I didn't. And I remember, like, so many people would say that would actually make me more stressed out. And, like, that would be really hard for me. And, like, I could never do that.
And I know you love that phrase.
I love that phrase. And so one of the things that, like, Duff and I talked about with that, or, like, the thing that I wanted to say back to people is, like, no, you just aren't willing to. Like, mm-hmm. rest requires planning. And there may be consequences before and after, but we are called to it. Yeah. So it's worth taking, and really with the example of dishes, it took 5 extra minutes on Monday. I can handle 5 extra minutes on Monday. Yeah. And it was hard. There were times when I looked at the counter and I was like, oh, this is driving me crazy. But it was this practice of, like, trusting God and, like, doing something physically almost that reminded me that, like, he's in control and I can trust him and he's the Lord of my life. And and so I would encourage people to think through, like, little practices like that, that and maybe on Sunday. Like, we don't all have to, like, practice Sabbath the same way. Mm-hmm. But there is actually something that feels really good about, like, picking something on Sunday that's like, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do laundry. I'm not going to do one of these tasks that really does have to get done.
Yeah.
It could be another day of the week too, but I do think there's actually something special about doing it on Sunday.
I think it's it also, to me, it's like a prophetic acknowledgement that the world isn't going to end
It doesn't.
If I don't do X, Y, and Z, or, like, I'm not actually keeping the earth on its axis spinning.
That's such a good point.
And every time I leave town, that's the struggle that I have, is like, oh my gosh, but if I leave, my people will crumble.
Right.
When in reality, that's never happened, and that's not going to happen. It's not because I'm not there. But there's this acknowledgement that, like, no, he actually is on the throne.
Right. And he has been. Right. And he will be.
Yeah. It's not because I did the dishes on Sunday or I did anything. It's not about me.
That's so good. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. This has been a really fruitful, I think, episode for me personally to hear, but I hope it has been for all of you. You can further the conversation on Instagram or Upside Down Podcast. You can find us on the Facebook. You can join our group. Like we said, we hope to, you know, to have this conversation. We want to know, what are your wins? What are you struggling with in this idea of doing it all? Because we know you're not doing it all. None of us are doing it all. Yeah, exactly.
And we'll give you permission to not do all the things.
Yes.
So if that's what you need, just come to the group.
Yes. So thanks for listening. Have a great day.